Colombia's government in Bogota has suspended peace negotiations with the country's second largest guerrilla group, the ELN. The two sides had been holding on and off talks since last year, but on Tuesday, Colombia's president Andres Pastrana declared that the rebel group had gone back on some of its earlier agreements. From Bogota, Steve Dudley reports.
The ELN and the government spent a year and a half holding meetings in Cuba, Venezuela, and a mountainous region in central Colombia. At a press conference, Peace Commissioner Camilo Gómez seemed exhausted by a process that was going nowhere. It's clear to me that dialogue doesn't mean just trading words, Gómez says. Dialogue means reaching agreements. The major impasse between the two sides is where to hold the talks. The ELN is the smaller of two rebel groups in Colombia. The largest, known by its acronym FARC, is holding peace talks with the government in an area in southern Colombia that the Colombian military evacuated in 1999. The ELN would like the government to demilitarize an area in central Colombia for talks between the government and its leaders. But the rebel group is much weaker than the FARC, leaving it with little leverage to achieve this demand. On three different occasions, including this past Sunday, local press reported that the two sides had finally reached an agreement. But each time, something happened. 6 months ago, ELN rebels said the government launched a military offensive against them just as they were preparing for the talks. This week, Camilo Gómez said ELN leaders backtracked on an earlier agreement.
Es evidente que hay contradicciones.
There are clearly divisions between them, Gómez says. One says one thing in Venezuela, and the other says another thing in Colombia. They have to reach an agreement amongst themselves first, he adds. The suspension of negotiations with the ELN comes at a critical moment. Colombian President Andrés Pastrana has but 1 year remaining in office, leaving little time to repair the damage process. In addition, guerrilla groups frequently use presidential election season as a time to show off their military might. General Martín Orlando Carreño, the head of the Army Brigade that covers the area where the ELN wanted to hold peace talks, says that the break in the negotiations will push the ELN to drastic measures. I think the ELN will increase the number of terrorist attacks, Carreño says. Destruction of electricity pylons, bridges, and oil pipelines to show that they are still alive. Carreño adds that his troops are waiting for the order to enter the area in force, as they did earlier this year. Meanwhile, the conflict seems to be polarizing the country. This week, an international caravan carrying food supplies for war-torn villages in central Colombia was met by armed peasants. The peasants refused to let the caravan pass through their town to distribute the food because they said it was going to the ELN guerrillas. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.